Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
During Jeep Adventure Days at Miami Lakes Auto Mall, get a brand new 2024 Jeep Compass for just $374 per month for 39 months with $39.99 due at signing. Buy online at Miami Lakes Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.com. Call 844-255-2474 for details.
When you're the victim of a car crash, insurance companies want you to settle for pennies on the dollar. Don't. I'm Glenn Levine. Experience the Anna John Levine difference. Call our office at 1-800-747-FREE and take back control of your life.
Main office, Fort Lauderdale.
Welcome to Doral Hyundai, where we believe in transparent pricing with no hidden fees. Right now, choose from over 1,000 new Hyundais in stock, like the new Elantra or Santa Fe. Remember, every new Hyundai comes with owner assurance, America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and Hyundai complimentary maintenance. In our service center, certified technicians will keep your Hyundai running smoothly. Visit us today at DoralHyundai.com, because when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
All financing on approved credit. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Joe Rose here. If you're a Florida business owner looking to sell your business, then you need to call my main man, Anthony Caliendo, at the Business Broker Experts, the number one business broker in the state of Florida.
Joe, I've been servicing the South Florida community for over 25 years and helping business owners across the state and nationwide sell their businesses fast and for the most cash.
And the main man doesn't just list businesses, he packages businesses to sell.
That's right, Joe. I'm a master at maximizing the value of your business and matching sellers and qualified buyers for a strong transition. Simply put, there's nobody better in the business than me. I'm the best at what I do, so if you're tired of all the stress, tired of all the headaches, or just tired of being tired, then call the main man today and allow me to flip your biz and cash out big.
Don't know how much your business is worth? Call the main man today and get a free valuation worth $2,500. Just mention me, Joe Rose. Call the main man now at 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246, or visit him at themainman.com.
Hurricane fans, the Cavender Twins are back, and the Canes women's basketball team is set to host Florida State, Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, and SMU. Don't miss all the thrills of ACC women's basketball. Be a part of the action and help grow the game right here in Miami. Grab your season tickets at MiamiHurricanes.com/basketball tickets. Don't wait. Head to MiamiHurricanes.com/basketball tickets today and go Canes.
This truck season, think about all the things you can do in a Chevy truck. You'll be able to... Or you can... You can even just... With impressive towing, incredible bed and tailgate functionality, and multiple powertrains, Chevy trucks have what you need to get things done. When you want to do it all, Chevy's got you. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
We're entering the home stretch for hurricane season. This happens to be a great time to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors and get the ball rolling on PGT Custom Windows and Doors for your home for next hurricane season. When you get PGT Custom Windows and Doors installed, it makes a difference. Call BNT now, and PGT Custom Windows and Doors can be a reality in your home by the time the next hurricane season arrives. Call 954-233-0126 or online at bntwindowsanddoors.com.
When a youth or college athlete gives it their all, sometimes they get hurt. From ACL tears and dislocations to UCL sprains and many other common sports injuries, the experts at the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, part of UHealth, University of Miami Health System, will help young athletes heal, achieve, and excel in their athletic performance. Go where the pros go for the world-class care that will help student athletes recover their game. Schedule an appointment today at uhealthsports.com.
South Florida Sports plays here. WQAM Miami. WPOW HD2 Miami. WKIS HD2 Boca Raton. An Odyssey Sports Station. The home of the three-time NBA champion Miami Heat. The defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. The five-time national championship winner Miami Hurricanes. Miami Hurricanes basketball and Supporters Shield winners Inter Miami.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-3.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hook them up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to Springsteen.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know.
Where mama at?
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Holy mackerel, do we have a lot of ground to cover on today's show. And we are live, by the way, at the Kaseya Center. We were part of the team sent down here to try to identify that statue.
No,
I'm teasing. That's a joke. We're at the Kaseya Center because they're going to honor Dwayne Wade. They did the unveiling yesterday, but they're going to have the actual ceremony tonight during the Pistons game. And we're down here to celebrate. But holy mackerel. The Hurricanes, they defeat FSU. They're number 5 now in the nation, undefeated. Life is good. We're going to talk about that. Joe Zagacki will be with us. The Dolphins game, it took this disastrous turn, and which to me was the Tua snap, the mishandled snap, and everything seemed to go south from there, and now the season it's kind of on life support, I think.
And
I might be being generous by saying it's on on life support. tonight, of course, here at the Kaseya Center, the Heat are going to honor Dwayne Wade. The Panthers play tonight. Do you know tonight is a sports equinox?
What's that?
So all 5 major sports are in action tonight. This is the 31st sports equinox in history. You've got NHL, NBA, MLB, NFL, and MLS. You have all 5 major sports in action tonight, the sports equinox.
I enjoy this.
This is a great time of year.
Yes, this is time. This is what we wait for. We talk about it, then it comes around, and we don't give it the respect we love. Yes, we love it.
I would enjoy it more had I not lost all my money gambling yesterday. And when I say all my money, literally, there's zero in my account. Zero. I started chasing in a way because I turned things around. I was on a losing streak, took the Hurricanes minus 20 and a half, made me sweat a little bit there at the end. But at 20 and a half, it was pretty set in stone. So I cashed a decent ticket on that. And then yesterday, I can't even begin to touch. First of all, I had Tyreek over 81.5 yards.
Dude started with like four or five quick catches, and then that dried up. I had Tua over passing yards, and I think he ended about 20 yards short of that. I had some parlays work, and then I followed you on the Pivot podcast with Dallas last night. I took every remaining dollar that I had. Lee Sterling made that a backup the Brinks truck pick on Friday. You picked it on the Pivot. I had Dallas plus 5.5. And, of course, they lost by 6.
Yes.
And I had some fakakta. You don't need to dump that. I had some fakakta over on some tight end receiving yards that this girl that I went on that Odyssey show once that she had picked, 59.5. He ended with 58. It was just. Just brutal.
It was bad for me because I took Kyler Murray over rushing. He didn't take off. Run is what you do, little guy. Get out of here with the big guys.
Not when he's got all that protection.
I know.
Not if he's not getting any pressure at all.
Bought the Dolphins up to 6.5 because they were about to run the Cardinals off the field.
I bought them up to 7. I bought them up to 7.
So to your point, I'm sitting there last night with the Dallas kicker to hit 1.5 or over one field goal. They get down, so now they'll never kick a field goal again. It was an ugly Sunday for me, Hawk, as
awful.
Well.
I want to play at some point today Mario Cristobal's post-game comments about his message to recruits. Did you hear that, Crowder?
I saw the
Do we have that, Dan, back in the studio? Play that. It's only like 10 seconds or something like that. This is Mario Cristobal after the game. They beat FSU. Wasn't, you know, dominating, but it was a win. And then Mario Cristobal closed his press conference with this.
All recruits in-state, out-of-state, can now clearly see the trajectory of this program versus the trajectory of the other programs.
Bang that
And
fist.
He slapped his head.
Yeah. I love that.
We had a window. Spurrier felt that way. Urban felt that way. And our window is closed now. Y'all are open. I respect it.
I love it. Yeah.
I respect it. Who was it? Schnellenberger. Used to call it the state of South Florida, whatever it was. Yeah. No, you're right. It's on top. I'm truthful about this now. Billy Napier, tighten up.
I mean, it's a nice feeling to be sitting number 5 in the nation. You know, you got some chances to stumble along the way here, but you also have some chances to close out the season. You know, can you get past Duke this Saturday? Syracuse will end the season. They look terrible, but also they're not terrible. Very interesting for Hurricanes fans right now because, you know, you wanted, I think a lot of Hurricanes fans wanted a massive beatdown of Florida State. You didn't get that.
No.
You handled them, and it was fine. You covered. It wasn't a massive beatdown. And so you still have questions about the defense, and you still have questions about it all just coming together and coalescing perfectly for a game against a good team. But I will, again, submit to the jury that when you're playing an FSU, we talked about it during the season, you're 21-point favorite over them, but also this is their Super Bowl. They're giving you absolutely everything they can give you. So happy to get out of there with the dub and happy to be 5 in the nation, happy to be undefeated. You're going to get no complaints out of me.
And talking about those top teams, and I brought up the Urban window, so, you know, 06-08 championship, where we had to block field goals at the end of the game to beat Ole Miss. We had to score 21 in the fourth quarter to beat Mississippi State, and they were both unranked through one of those undefeated championship seasons. So I think when I'm not taking a shot, when people aren't used to being in the top 5, they don't know how to be in the top 5. You're Oregon and Georgia and Tennessee, they're not just whooping everybody's tail. They're playing in good games. So you're playing in good games with unranked teams. That's what happens. There's mismatches. Guys match up better against this guy, and you'll have close games. But what they did against, was it VTech, Cal, and in the next game.
Found a way to win.
Found Louisville. Found a way to win. That's what you want. You want them to find. If they just blow out Western Kentucky's for 9 weeks, you really don't know what you have. You know now Cam Ward is damn Heisman Trophy candidate. Probably should win it if that damn – I saw the boy from Boise State run the other day.
I told you he's good, man.
Yeah, Solana, you told me. He's scooting. but yes.
Solana also told us about Julian Hill. Oh, and I don't even want to get started on that. I'd rather put that D-Wade statue – as the tight end, because he's going to catch as many balls, but he's not going to get called for a penalty. He's not going to get called for a penalty.
At least it makes the DN take a wider angle.
Bro, Hawk, the Canes, in my opinion, that was their most impressive victory of the season. Here's why. Because FSU, first of all, one touchdown came in garbage time. The game was done by then. They just drove down the field, got some nice seven more points. The other touchdown came on the most bizarre QB sneak I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
I think the Canes stopped playing defense on that because they thought it was stuffed.
But no, it was just like, all right, he's going to QB sneak. He'll get 2 yards. He'll go down like every other QB sneak. And all of a sudden, like, the offensive line's keeping him up, and everybody stopped, and he's
Forrest
run for four
Gump.
Yards.
That was the weirdest thing.
Without that play, they don't score the first touchdown. And then at the end, they get the garbage time touchdown. UM won that game. FSU trying not to get blown out, which to me is the utmost respect of we knew we were going to get destroyed. Let's just keep it respectable. I thought UM dominated them the entire game.
When guys get excited about that fourth quarter touchdown, you know they knew they were going to get their butts whooped. Slap hands, slap it. Bro, the game's over. Why are y'all so happy? Yeah. But UM they going to have the ups and downs. Like you're saying, the secondary, I've been asking about it for a while. The secondary is the question of me with the Canes. But you're going to see. You got to see Clemson. They got ACC championship and all that stuff. So, yeah, we'll see about the Canes. But you're number five. Yeah, I can't stand when people
undefeated.
Do that.
Undefeated.
You're undefeated.
Five and undefeated.
Oh, man, we should have won by 30. Oh, you're undefeated, huh? Ask a Gator fan how they feel right now. You're mad that you're undefeated number five in the nation.
Was it highest ranking since 2017? Did I read that somewhere?
Yeah, since they beat Notre Dame. Remember, they were undefeated then, too. Got into the final game of the season.
Remember, they were number two after that Notre Dame game.
Two or three.
Going into Notre Dame.
I think they were three after that Notre Dame game. But they were undefeated that entire season with Malik Rozier, and they lost to Pitt the final game of the season, and they got crushed in the conference title game.
And you've got four opportunities to have that game still coming up. This Duke game at noon, telling you, because there's going to be no crowd. I mean, that's the noon game. That's Duke and a noon game. So now you go from this frenzy at Hard Rock to, like, you know, this blazing sun noon Saturday against a team you should beat. I think they're 20.5-point favorites again. Keep your head on a swivel.
If Cristobal can't beat Manny Diaz, I'm sorry. You don't deserve to go to a conference title game.
I was just looking it up. I was like, is it Manny Diaz?
This is his Super Bowl,
this
too.
This is his Super Bowl.
It was FSU's Super Bowl Saturday night. This is Manny's Super Bowl, without question.
He's going to pull out. This is all the stuff.
Yes.
This is all the goofy stuff, all the flea flickers.
Totally agree.
Yep, he wants to prove something.
I wrote it down, by the way. Duke lost to SMU 28-27 in overtime. Credit Manny Diaz, because they got into OT, and he went for two to get the win after SMU scored a touchdown. But don't credit Manny Diaz because they forced six turnovers and still lost the damn game. I mean, that's embarrassing.
All right, let's get a quick look at the headlines. We're at the Kaseya Center. Unfortunately, a lot of rain coming down. We're undercover, but there's a lot of rain coming down. Hopefully it'll clear up. Not that it matters. I believe the game's being played indoors tonight. They're not opening the roof tonight, are they?
They rarely
do that during the week.
Sometimes on the
weekends. Does that statue, is that okay in the rain?
Melt.
wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
It's made out of Jolly Rancher.
Hell, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Maybe just kind of retweak it a little bit. Headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Do you want to start with the Dolphins?
I mean, you might as well.
28-27, the fumble at the end. Tua's third fumble of the game, by the way.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
A couple of bad exchanges with the center. On the broadcast, they made it sound, on the television broadcast, they made it sound like a bad snap. I watched it a couple times since then. Doesn't really look like a bad snap. Now, maybe he doesn't know what's coming.
Yeah.
But it seemed like everyone else knew to start the play right then. I don't know. I don't know what happened there, but it certainly wasn't a snap that went flying over his head. Like, hit him in the hands.
And I was listening to Tobin and Leroy. They were arguing about it for a while. It was pretty funny. But it was different than the normal shotgun snap.
Mm.
So it's supposed to be like you'd lay it up there. You might make it comfortable.
It came like on a higher trajectory, right?
They were saying, Leroy was saying it was 65 miles per hour. Like, I would go there. But it wasn't, if you watch that snap, it wasn't a normal shotgun snap. Not just talking about for the Dolphins, for the NFL. You lay it up there because a quarterback can catch it, and he can still look down the field if it's not. If you zeam it back there.
Right. Then he's just concentrating on the ball, and it flies.
Yeah, it takes his eyes down. Yeah. So, but even that, those mistakes like that, I remember, but to be honest, everybody loves Mike Pouncey. Mike Pouncey sailed a bunch of them, too. Yeah. I remember him sailing. He lost the game sailing. So they do it, but if you asking me, everybody's asking, I do put that back on the center. That wasn't.
Oh, interesting.
Stop.
Okay.
Put it back
Come
on the center.
On, man.
Back on the
that
center.
That was right in his chest.
I know it's a lot. Let me flick you a quarter, and then let me throw a quarter overhand baseball.
But it's not just flick you a quarter. It's let me do it over and over and over again, and then when you're least expecting it, I'm going to zing it at you like a Frisbee, and you might not be expecting it in that fashion.
That snap didn't look any different than any other shotgun snap he had gotten the entire game. This is something that happens to Tua. We've seen it how many times throughout his career where, and this is aside from you guys claiming I'm a Tua hater, fact, Tua struggles with snaps. This happened last year, too, with Connor Williams. How many games against Kansas City the same thing happened?
I don't know. That seems like a blanket statement.
Okay.
Yeah. Connor rolled it back there to him. If he rolled it back there to him, blame it on Connor. He zings it.
There's a difference between a snap going low or a snap going way over his head, which has happened, too. I don't blame those on him. Crowder, that ball was right at his chest, right below his chest, and it just bounced off his hands.
Yeah, he took his eyes off of it. I'm not saying it's all to it.
Listen,
he
this is
he
all you need to know about
ball.
Solana. I can't have these arguments with him. He hates Tua.
No, I don't.
He loves Julian Hill, and he thinks the statue of Dwayne Wade's a dead ringer. So you figure out who you're arguing with here because he's out of his mind.
Never mind. You're right, Solana. Perfect snap.
I don't hate Tua, I was ready to praise him today.
Yes.
I was ready to praise him today.
You are correct.
All right. Hey, big man.
All right.
How you feeling?
Statue's not bad, by the way. I'll say it. It's not bad. As bad as everybody
thinks. As long as Dwayne Wade likes it, I don't care. And he seems to love it. He was actively involved in the making of it. I did not think it looked like him. That's all I was pointing out. And then all of a sudden, I got the history of bronze statues texted to me from Solana, who has caped up for the heat like he's Uptown Dale. I don't know. He'd send out this tweet. Did you see his tweet? It's got side-by-sides of the Dwayne Wade statue with the Dan Marino statue with the Ron Frazier down in Coral Gables. And he's giving, the background of facial recognition on statue construction. And all I responded on his tweet was, bro, what are you doing?
He loves the heat.
Obviously. I love the heat as well.
But
Dwayne Wade looks like Dwayne Wade. I don't know what that thing looks like.
Something with a big jaw. The jawline, Solana, the jawline is off.
It just depends what angle you look at it from. And at what time of the day.
Were you in a blimp floating over at 4,000 feet?
You ever see D-Wade walk in a room at an angle and say, who is that? Who is that, Gary Payton? Who is that?
All of a sudden, D-Wade's like a pixel art guy.
This is the angle that you guys all saw that doesn't look good. I'm putting it up here in our video stream, and it does look like the guy from I Am Legend that Will Smith tries to take out at the very end. I agree. However, this picture from Will Manto yesterday clearly looks a lot more, or I should say a lot less, like a monster. And I believe this is the picture that we should be focusing on, which is definitely more human.
It's about the honor, not the statue. Yes. I'm with that, but I don't understand everybody involved with the heat just coming out gunslinging about how, no, you got to look at it. I mean, bring your electron microscope because trust me, you've never seen a better likeness.
I mean, you guys didn't see the detail in the statue, the gum. He's chewing on the gum inside.
Yeah, we all read Jeremy Thesche's tweet, okay? We all read.
I've seen I Am Legend. That wasn't gum. You remember what the monsters ate? Follow the butterfly. That's a good one. I didn't think about the I Am Legend guy.
Funny, though. And it was great. The whole thing is great. There's a whole bunch of good ones that people have been tweeting out. Who did I see this morning that made me laugh? Did you see the famous D Wade LeBron picture or whatever? But they put they put that face on LeBron's body. That was funny. Anyway,
it's about the sentiment. Didn't they change their face?
Can they change the face?
No, I think recently there was
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yes,
see, that's my problem with this. Like people on social media, I credit them. You can never find anybody to agree on anything on social media. And whenever there's an opportunity to just crack on, like, somebody, people come together. So I credit them for that. But they're acting like this is the worst statue in the history of statues.
It's pretty bad. Although I will tell you, if you look at their wedding photo, him and Gabby, it does look similar.
Y'all ain't worth a damn. Internet ain't worth a damn. That's funny.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
That's not really the statue, though, is it? That's not really the face of the statue.
Nah, that's not it, man.
That's photoshopped. Come on.
We know you love the Heat. You could just, you know.
Nah, that's photoshopped.
I was here.
We'll go out there together. We'll go out there together.
You know, I come to playoff games. I go to hide if I can't get a seat. I love the Heat. That's not Dwayne Wade.
No, we'll go out there together today before we leave. We'll go out to the statue and we'll examine it all together. You guys will see what I'm saying. In person, it looks less like whatever that is.
Yeah, and they mess up to Ronaldo because he looked like a Koopa Trooper. And they changed it. Maybe they'll adjust
Wade's
jaw a little bit.
There's a bunch over history or statues that haven't been worthy. Remember the Allen Iverson thing that was more like a bobblehead?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, it doesn't always sometimes better conceptually, but we are here at the Kaseya Center for the Dwayne Wade statue unveiling ceremony, and again, it's the sentiment. I'm just goofing a little bit that it was a little startling. It was a little startling.
Well, they lined up on the wrong side. Now come on around to the east wing. Sorry, guys. This is Jamal McGlure, whatever his name is.
Pat kind of insinuated again that Udonis Haslem will get a statue in the coming years as well. Some people had some takes about that on social media, whether or not.
Well, based on this one, you won't be able to recognize it anyway. So what's the difference? I mean, I might as well get a statue.
It could look like Frederick Douglass. Damn, UD. Oh, boy. Killing these statues. What they say UD's not supposed to get one?
No, that he is.
People were mad at it. Like,
yeah, some people don't think like he's on the level that he had his jersey retired, that was the proper way to honor Udonis Haslem, that he's not on the level of players who get statues. You know, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, the guys out in front of the Lakers, Shaq, Wilt, Magic, Kobe.
He exudes whatever the Miami Heat is. Udonis Haslem is the personification of it. So you'd get no argument out of me.
But teams don't sell this Heat culture like the Heat
sell. Correct. That's exactly right.
As any other team, you know more about this. Any other team sell this? Is there a Celtic culture? Is there a, you know, the speech? We're going to be the best conditioned, hardest working, hardest fighting, hardest. Like, they sell that, and UD.
He personifies that.
Yep.
He is that more so because he came from the hood, literally. He talked about it yesterday, and he ended up playing whatever it was, 20 years in the NBA when he was undrafted. Like, he is the actual personification of everybody doubted you, but you overcame those odds.
Because now I am looking at, like, people are sending photos, and you're like, you know what? It does look like him, because even from the banana boat.
He's having a ball. Ark, leave me alone. You got my side hurt. Leave me alone.
All right, anything else? Because Josie Gackie's going to join us. I want to talk some
I went to the party Friday night.
You went to
Dwayne Wade's party.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Where was it?
It was at Queen.
Oh, yeah? Yep. And?
It was cool.
That had to be a who's who.
Yeah, it was some important people in there. But speaking about UD, like UD called all his people to like perform, and it was like Miami-centric. It was pretty cool. Trina, JT Money, Uncle Luke, like all the Miami people came out for Wade.
That's
cool. It
was cool.
Pretty cool, yeah. I got there late. Had to catch up with everybody. By the time Trina got up now, who was that?
Oh, I know why you were late on Friday. I can't wait to hear
it. Yeah. I landed at 11, got to the club at 12. Hey, I'm a little too old for that now.
Yeah.
My lips are still dry. I don't know why my lips are dry. I got chapped lips for being up late.
Back in the day, Carmex was not on your bring to the club list.
I got up Saturday and I was like,
I bought this.
Hey, so why are my lips dry?
Anything else, Solano? I wonder if I have enough time with Josie.
He beat the Hornets Saturday, first win. They played Pistons tonight. Inter Miami 2-1 in game one of the MLS playoffs Friday night. World Series has been crazy. Game three tonight. And Panthers scored 6 unanswered on Saturday. They play the Sabres tonight. I believe Alexander Barkov is back today as well. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Raining in Miami. Partly cloudy for the rest of South Florida. That's your weather.
All right. Joe Zagacki is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some Canes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You ever seen a brown nipple?
In person?
Hawk and Crowder.
We are.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're at the Kaseya Center. They're going to honor Dwayne Wade tonight, Heat and Pistons, and we're on the East Plaza right now. But our friend Joe Zagacki is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we celebrate our Canes here, reminder, if you're looking for some fresh Canes gear, you check out Caneswear in Davie on University Drive or caneswear.com. Joe Zagacki is the voice of the Miami Hurricanes, and he was on the call Saturday night from Hard Rock Stadium as our Canes stayed undefeated on the season. What was the atmosphere like, Joe, compared to, you know, other big games in UM history? How did Canes Seminoles feel Saturday night?
I think Hurricane fans did really well. I thought the atmosphere was electric. I thought the atmosphere was good. Probably not as great as it was in 2017 against Notre Dame, but I think that's because the game kind of just settled into a little bit of a rhythm, or maybe the game got choppy, and really there was no drama in the game for the most part. I thought Miami was in firm command all the way, but I do think the atmosphere was really good. I think that's important, Hawk, because I think sometimes when Miami struggles at home, there's nobody in the stadium early because they're in the parking lot. But right. On Saturday night, they were in the stadium early, and I think it does have, as crazy as it sounds, I do think it helps Miami get off to a nice start. And they got off to precisely the start they wanted against Florida State, going up 14-0.
And, Joe, as it comes down to these last couple games, we're talking about, you know, no great teams, you know, until maybe the AC Championship game. But the concerns, the Monday morning film study that Mario Cristobal is talking to him right now about, things that need to be cleaned up.
Well, Chang, two things. One, two things about your question. If you were to tell me at any time in my broadcast career during the University of Miami that you had Duke, Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, and Syracuse. Those are the last four teams that go undefeated. Would you take that? I would say, where do I sign? And so that's the path. And so you ask, what is Mario Cristobal concerned about? Ironically, I'm about 5 steps from his office, so I could peek in there today. But what they're probably concerned about would be, one, mindset, finish this thing off in November, playing your best football. This is the time of the year where you got to play your best football, protect the ball, cut down the penalties. And then the most glaring thing, I was looking at it today, the most glaring thing is simply the big plays on defense. They're playing good enough defense. They have good enough defensive players to be a very good defensive team. But if you go back to the Gator game, there was a long run in the Gator game for a touchdown. There was a long run in the Florida State game, nearly for a touchdown. Obviously, Cal, Virginia Tech, and Louisville had big plays. So if they could erase those big plays, I think they're going to be a really tough out in November and as it goes forward into the playoffs.
There are some fans who wanted Miami to just pound FSU into oblivion, and that's not what happened. It was a win, and it was, I think, a dominant enough win. Solana had said, you know, hey, because they scored a junk time TD, like, that doesn't matter, and they had that weird quarterback scramble that went for so long. Overall, how was Mario satisfied with how the game played out? How was the team satisfied with the win?
Yeah, I think they thought it was a convincing win. They held Florida State to their fewest passing yards of the season. Now, holding their offense down to anything is not a great achievement. They stink on offense. But nonetheless, it was still their fewest amount of yards passing. Miami did not turn the ball over. They continued to methodically drive the ball down the field. The difference in the game, the reason why it wasn't bigger, is because Miami kicked three field goals. And those were easy decisions to make because you know that Florida State can't score. So just keep taking any points you can get and pile on the points to keep them from a safe distance from anything quirky happening in the game. In other games, Miami's had to go for it on fourth down. Those have led to touchdowns. But I saw this number today on Twitter. Maybe you guys saw this. This is ridiculous. This is how good the Miami offense is. They've had 92 drives this season. 92 drives. Three of 92 drives have ended in a three and out. And two of those were in the first game of the season. So since Florida, of the last 82 drives, one has ended in a three and out. So their offense is putting themselves in position to be successful. They took the field goals the other night. That kept the score down a little bit. Nonetheless, at one point, it was a 29-point lead, right? And they still covered the spread.
And, Joe, speaking of that, we know what, you know, the offensive line solidified. We know Mario loves that. The answer is Cam Ward. Are you surprised by anything Cam Ward does? Because I was, you know, questioning him. They have a whole montage about me questioning him. He's very good. Can he still surprise you with anything he does on that field?
I'm going to say yes, and that's going to be some other crazy play that he comes up with. I don't know that I've seen a quarterback in the last 15 years dodge and elude and evade any word you want to throw in there, a defensive rush, and be as calm about it as Cam Ward, and then turn it in to a big play. Now, I'll give Florida State credit. The other night, they did a very good job where Ward has crushed teams this season, has been on those extended plays. That's part of Miami's arsenal. There's the play that Shannon Dawson calls, and there's the play that Cam Ward ends up running. And often that play that he ends up running is an extension of something that's broken down, and then he turns it into, you know, a 40 or 50-yard play. And Florida State did a pretty good job of being disciplined in their secondary with their safeties being deeper than the Miami deepest receiver and forcing Miami to go the length of the field, which they did. But will I be surprised by anything he does? I don't know. Probably not. I'm sure there's going to be something that's going to be spectacular, and I'm going to say, how the hell did he do that? But that's the way he's played. I think he wins the Heisman Trophy if he just wins the rest of his games. I don't think he needs to pile up the numbers anymore, although maybe there's, you know, be a bias against Miami. But his numbers are off the charts. I think if he guides Miami to four more wins, he wins the Heisman Trophy.
Which of those final four games make you the most nervous? You've got Duke this Saturday, then Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, and then you close the season with Syracuse.
Well, I would say the road games. Georgia Tech has always been a pain in the neck for the University of Miami for whatever reason. They have a bye week right now. They're coming off a loss to Virginia Tech, so they're going to have 2 weeks to get ready for Miami. They're playing without their starting quarterback. He got injured. They played their third-string quarterback the other day, who is ironically coached by Mark Richt's son, John, or was coached by John Richt in high school. He's the all-time leading passer in the history of Georgia football, so he's got a pretty good arm. So Georgia Tech bothers me a little bit just because they've always found a way to keep the games close with Miami. And then, you know, the hardest thing to do, Hawk, is close, right? Hardest thing to do will be closing. And Miami's going to have a great closing argument against Syracuse in the Dome the last game of the year. And I suspect they'll get to that game undefeated, provided they get past Georgia Tech. But, and I think they will. That will be the pressure cooker for the University of Miami. And I want to say we went there in 91 or 92 with Geno and undefeated. And, you know, the game ended on the one-yard line. So crazy things happen in that place. But those two road games could be hiccups, but I don't think they will be.
And, Joe, we were joking about it earlier, but it might mean something with Manny Diaz being at Duke. Is there any advantage he has? Because he probably still remembers some of these guys and knows some of these players because he's only been gone for, what, 3 years. So some of these guys that are older, you know, older players, he knows about them, knows their weaknesses, knows how they play.
Second week in a row he's had to go through this. You know, last week they played SMU with Rhett Lashley, and half the guys on Rhett Lashley's staff were on Manny Diaz's staff down here in Miami. Certainly players like Rashard Smith, I'm pretty sure, was recruited by Manny Diaz. He was. And Harrison Hunt on defense. Shakai Clark, the center. So he'll have the same kind of awareness this week with several players from this team. But I think that Mario Cristobal, I was just talking about this with somebody else. And, yes, Shane, he's going to be familiar with some of the players. But the bigger story, I think, is the job that Mario has done with his roster management, with this team, because they've got some heavy hitters on this team, some really good players that have come from different places and different teams, and they have really found a way to mesh this thing together. I don't know that I've seen a Miami team this united in a long, long time. So, and this confidence. So I feel really good about the job that Mario has done, not only bringing in the talent, but managing it as well, turning it into a team.
I'm looking at a picture of one of these Dwayne Wade statue memes.
Oh, yeah, I just drove by the Ron Frazier statue. I got to tell you, the Frazier statue looks like Ron Frazier. Dwayne Wade statue does not look like Dwayne Wade to me.
Well, I don't know about that, Joe.
Nah, pretty much doesn't look like him. I mean, we're just calling. It doesn't take anything away from the honor, but it's tough to see him in there, isn't it?
I'm not sure that it looks like him.
Right. It's tough to find him.
It's not him.
That Ron Frazier statue outside the ballpark looks exactly like Ron Frazier.
Right. So I saw a picture of Dwayne Wade's statue on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah.
And I went, I wasn't sure if that was really
right.
It or not.
Yeah. I don't think any of us are.
I'll send you a better picture, Joe.
I know I'm half crazy, but I just wanted to make sure I was just as crazy as you.
No, you are definitely just as crazy as us when it comes to this. Joe Zagacki, he will be on the call Saturday. It is a noon kickoff at Hard Rock Stadium. Canes and the Manny Diaz Duke Blue Devils.
The Dukies are coming to town. How about that? What a storyline.
All right. Have a good broadcast next Saturday, Joe, and let's celebrate this number 5 ranking for this week, shall we?
All right. We shall. Thank you very much.
There you go. Joe Zagacki, again, the voice of the University of Miami Hurricanes. We are at the Kaseya Center on the East Plaza. The rain has stopped. Amy Audibert is going to stop by at some point this afternoon. Jason Jackson is going to stop by at some point this afternoon. All our friends, Mike Cugno, Will Manso, Giselle Espinales, everyone's going to be here because they're doing the ceremony tonight for D. Wade, but they're also having a media availability with D. Wade around 5:30 this evening. So they're all going to be here for that.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, a couple things coming up in the next segment. 15 minutes of heat and inhaling a pee.
Hawk and Crowder.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.